This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. On Wednesday, the Food and Drug Administration issued significant new guidelines for a drug called Mifeprex, a medication that induces abortion within 70 days of a woman's last menstrual period. The guidelines suggest a dose only a third of what was studied in clinical trials, and the lower cost from this dose and fewer side effects could mean that many more women may gain access to medication-induced abortion. Dr. Leah Torres is an OBGYN practicing in Utah, specializing in reproductive health. She says medication-induced abortions are attractive to people for a variety of reasons.
I've seen patients say they would rather have a miscarriage-type experience over a procedure, so that's why they choose the medication abortion. Others want to just have the privacy of their own home. I don't think it has much to do with the political climate. However, the anti-abortion laws that are in place in many states, including my own, can make this very safe procedure and medical treatment unavailable to a lot of people.
Why is such a significant change based on the clinical trials that were in the late 90s and have continued since then?
Well, we're always striving to do what's best for our patients, improving safety, reducing side effects, lowering risks. That's really a goal of medical research. And so over the years, we always are asking ourselves, can we do this better? And with mifepristone or Mifeprex, we were able to do it better. We were able to develop regimens that were effective and safe and with fewer side effects and lower costs. And so regardless of what we were doing, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 100 years ago, we modify our practices according to the evidence that we gather over the years through clinical trials. And that's what's happened with mifepristone, Mifeprex. That's what's happened with several other drugs, surgeries, procedures, any aspect of medical care. This is very typical.
What would you say is the most important implication of this for women everywhere in the United States who might find this information relevant to them?
I think what's important is that the FDA is saying, we believe in clinical research and we want people to be safe. We, as physicians, have been using this medication this way for over a decade at least. I'm still young in my practice. And so when anti-abortion activists force physicians to practice outdated medicine, it only increases risks to patients. So I think, you know, our community, our patients need to realize the FDA is actually behind them and trying to protect their safety and improve their medical care.
Safety is the presumed motivation of certain state laws that try to force doctors to be affiliated with a hospital in cases of abortion. Is there a court case that is sort of on the horizon which may affect access to this drug on safety or any other grounds?
I believe so. I don't know all of the intricacies of HB2 that is going to the Supreme Court that is in process. I do believe that is one aspect. There's no one more interested in patient safety than the person caring for them. That is their healthcare provider. That is me. When laws prohibit me from providing the best medical care to my patients, their lives are at risk. And that is not hyperbole. That is actually true. The admitting privileges law in many states, including my own, has no medical basis. And fortunately, I've not had an experience where I've been restricted, but there are physicians who have, and for no reason except that they provide abortions, which only harms those who are seeking safe abortion care.
Leah Torres is an OBGYN practicing in Utah, specializing in reproductive health. Doctor, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, John.